God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I don't know about you, but sometimes contentment does not come naturally to me. In fact, I guess I could say discontentment comes naturally to me. Now, I can be smug that I have it better than someone else, and I can be jealous that someone else has it better than me. But how often does one just have a quiet contentment about their place in the world? Psalm 47 is a psalm that emphasizes both the universal reign of God and the wisdom of God in giving to me what He will apportion to me. So it is a joyous psalm. Verse 1 begins in Psalm 47, "Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph." Now here's the reason why. "For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over the earth." Now, being terrible does not mean He's contemptible. It means He is awesome in power. He is awe-inspiring. And the Bible's emphasizing here that He is a great king over all the earth, not just a part of it. This is not just Israel's God. This is not just the West's God. This is the God who created the universe and who sent His Son for the sins of every person who's ever been born. He hates sin. He loves people. He has made a way where righteous God can be reconciled to sinful people. So He's the God of all the earth. Verse 7 reemphasizes this when the Bible says, "For God is the King of all the earth." Okay, so verse 4 is kind of in the connection to this. The Bible says of God, "He shall choose our inheritance for us." What a wonderful thing that God is king over all, and God will choose our inheritance for us. What I'm saying is that a God mighty enough to rule the world is wise enough to give me my part in it. Now, that's not to say I should do nothing and be nothing and have no ambitions and no plans and goals. It is to say that I should not leave God out of it. When I feel like I don't have as much as someone else, I'm not to be ungrateful and to count God out as if I'm some orphan in the universe. When I have some advantage over someone else, I'm not to be arrogant and think, "Wow, I am amazing and they're nothing." No, there is a God, and this God is mighty enough to rule the entire world. Can I just tell you something today? Wherever you find yourself, a God who is mighty enough to rule the world is wise enough to give you the right portion in it. So rest in God, take what He's given you, and use it as a wise steward.